You are sacred, wise woman. Welcome to your own personal safe haven, where you will rediscover the infinite timeless gifts, mystery, and magic of being a woman. I am your host, Jasmine Alicia Carter, founder of the Menstrual Art Movement and of Sacred Woman. And if you are ready to come on a journey into rediscovering what it means to be a woman in a way that is embodied, visceral, and down to earth, yet filled with depth, awe, and meaning, this space is for you. Welcome home. Hello, beautiful family, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Today I am here to share with you about a recent experience that I've been through that was nothing less than a miracle. One deeply meaningful experience of my life that has made me drop even deeper into the why I do what I do and really allowed me to get so crystal clear on what is the vision that I hold for women and the world. And it has really opened the doors to a new offering that I'm grateful to be offering to the world. So, this whole experience all begins in this intensive, integrative pelvic care retreat, a big word, I've been to, called the Womb Continuum Practitioner Training. And it was held in this paradise in Mexico, in the land of Zihuatanejo. And this happened just a few weeks ago. And here we learned from a local curandera that Zihuatanejo is actually the land of the woman. And this retreat was facilitated by my two amazing mentors, Carly and Andrea. Bless their souls. And I will make sure to share their school and their profiles in the description of this episode so you can really go check this school out if it's something that you also want for yourself too. And we were 32 women, okay, in total, from completely different backgrounds, from different ages, from different lives. And we were all gathering together with one intent: to learn how to become womb continuum practitioners. And just a few words about what does it mean to be a womb continuum practitioner. It's a facilitator program that lasts 18 months. So it's an 18-month intensive program where we are learning to care for women on a holistic, integrative, hands-on, hands-in approach. So it's a program to really gift us the possibility to tend to midwife women from menarche to pregnancy, to birth, to menopause, and beyond. So it's actually useful for every woman at any stage of their lives. And this is a path. It's a system. It's actually a system of care that has been created for those who believe that women's care and women's health is actually meant to be first and foremost placed in the hands of women. And this is not something new. This is something that already was centuries back. And it's something that unfortunately the allopathic medical system has steadily and systematically severed us centuries ago. And we see this, how everything is so over-medicalized, right? Stripping us away and disconnecting us from the innate wisdom that is already inherent in our bodies and inherent in our capacity to listen to that wisdom. And the main principle of this type of care for women is actually very, very simple in essence. And it's to be able to support the whole woman's body, her organs, her tissues, her fascia, her bones, her uterus, her muscles, everything that is present in the woman's body, and bring it back into a state of alignment. Bring it back home to their actual place, which is alignment. And we might believe today that alignment is this spiritual woo-woo concept, but it's quite literal in its terminology. Alignment, when everything is organized in its proper relative place and space. Because when there is misalignment in the body, it will bring misalignment in the mind, and misalignment in our choices, and misalignment in our perspective, in our emotions, bringing us inevitably in disharmony with the whole reality that is around us. And this actually creates symptoms of illness, of real illness, and disequilibrium and disembodiment in our entire being. And how fascinating that we're now living in times where more and more people are speaking about the wonders of embodiment and using the word embodiment everywhere, but actually don't really know anything about their own inner anatomy. We don't know that we're living our lives having a tilted, a retroverted uterus, or having a bent spine, or having collapsed arches in our feet, compromising the health of our pelvises and really hindering our impacting power. Many people today speak about feminine embodiment, but have such a hard time coming into intimate connection with their own tissues, touching their own menstrual blood, touching their vaginas, knowing where their cervix is. There is so much disconnection from the feminine body, and it manifests and shows in so many shapes and forms. And it literally shows in how the world at whole is treated today. So much disconnection from the earth, from our first home. We speak about these things all the time, but do we really feel it? Do we really embody it? So how incredible that when we have arrived to the retreat center in the land of Zihuatanejo, this beautiful paradise, this pure, pristine, uncontaminated, lush, natural environment where we were literally one with nature. Once we opened the circle the first day and we started to work on our bodies, on our anatomy, viscerally touching the tissues, touching our bellies, we started working with down-to-earth principles of anatomy and fascia and nerves and organs. So when we started to really support each other's bodies into this homecoming, into this alignment, touching one another, bringing back our bodies back home, nature was responding to us instantaneously. We just arrived, day one, and I was welcomed by a dead sea snake, where I was just about to lay my beautiful towel and just intake my first sun. And seeing that snake, I just knew in my bones it was such a divine omen. And I knew in that moment that I would go through the greatest transformation of my life. And then the first, the second day there, we were working and opening and softening all the superficial layers. We were doing all this body work with one another, with all the women that were there. We were working on the fascia. The fascia is this incredible connective tissue that is present in all of our body from head to toe. And it surrounds all of our organs and our muscles and our everything that is inside of our bodies. And we have the superficial fascia and the deeper layers of fascia. And we were just working on the superficial layer. And at the evening of that same day, small sea turtles started to show up. And we went to the owner. He's like, oh my God, there's these little tortugas. There's these little turtles. This is so beautiful. And the owner of the place was like, turtles? Now? No, it's impossible. It's not the season. And we were like, wow. And we saw dozens of them almost every single day. And the days passed and we started to move towards organ work. So we went moving even deeper into the tissues and working deeper into the fascia, bringing the organs into alignment. And all of a sudden, oh my God, look, what is that? That's a whale. We saw a whale. And the owner again, completely in disbelief, But it's not the season of whales. Oh my goodness. And the most incredible thing, this whole beautiful resort in Zihuatanejo was all laid out kind of horizontally. So you would have all the apartments and the restaurant and all the living areas that were facing the shore, all around the seashore. And to get from one side of the resort to the other, it would take like an 8 to 10 minute walk or so. And on one extreme of the resort was the working area where we would do like body work and qigong. And on the whole opposite extreme, there was this other beautiful space where we would do dancing and movement. And the thing is that wherever we were in these two extreme opposites, the whale that we saw would really make sure to be there, just straight on in our sight, right in front of us. And she was with us all 7 days. And furthermore, we then saw dolphins. And we saw the shooting stars. And if it couldn't get any better and more wild and more incredible than this, once we really started, to really drop into this work, into the vortex, energetically, physically, we were working on our bodies and it really started to click in all of us, our touches, from being like, you know, we're trying and experimenting and figuring out how to work through the different bodies and how to work through our touch. Are we doing it right? Are we doing it wrong? At a certain point, everything just clicked and we just knew. We were just in the energy and we just knew exactly what we had to do, how we had to do it, how to get in complete resonance and communication with other bodies. And what it meant to really like sculpt it with our hands and open the tissues and allow the bodies to breathe and come back home. But once we really got this work, the waves of the shore, the waves of the ocean started to become this beaming blue light. And it was exactly the last 2 days that we saw bioluminescence. The bioluminescence appeared and it was so strong. And it literally seemed to be an avatar, 100% avatar. And if you don't know what it is, please go Google it or go look in my Instagram's like highlights in Mexico. I have a whole bunch of photos and videos. Like bioluminescence is this chemical reaction that happens to the ocean waters when we have specific types of organisms, in this case, it was like plankton, and they appear, and through specific chemical reactions, they create light. They create this beaming blue light, and it's absolutely breathtaking. I am at loss of words, and the memories of it will be with me for the rest of my life. And the owner of the retreat center at this point was completely having a stroke. He was completely in disbelief. And he shared that never, ever, ever in his 15 years of service in this land, he had never seen anything like this happen. Anything like this happen. And the locals of Zihuatanejo were also completely in disbelief and had no idea and never saw anything like that. It was such an orgasmic feast for all of our senses. And it just dawned on me in that moment. It was like in the middle of the night and I just had my eyes wide open. It was 4 a.m. and I just had this download of, wow, how we are nature. How we are nature. Nature knows and she speaks to us in every single moment. And it just clicked of how much more we connect with our inner landscape. And we really devote into placing this microscopic eye in the whole universe that actually lies already inside of our inner body, in our inner world. The more we do that, the more the outer world will mirror and show up at the same intensity. It's as simple as that. But of course, one thing is to know it and understand it logically. Another thing is to really feel it in your bones, in your marrow. We are walking mystics. And it really literally starts from within, from the basics, from knowing your anatomy, knowing what your body needs, know how your body is made, touch yourself, understand yourself, connect with yourself, give your body what it needs. And the highest peak of this experience arrived on the last day of my retreat, when these waves were just like this beaming, blue, iridescent, beautiful light. And there was this dome of stars that was completely surrounding all of us. And a few sisters and the owner of the place and I decided to go take a deep dive in this water. And in that moment, I was just gone. I was just like swimming in these waters. And when the waves would crash on my body, they would leave all of these beautiful colors on my body. And we were all naked. And it was just like, what is this? What is real? Is this a dream? Is this reality? I couldn't tell. Am I mad? Am I losing my mind? Was I sober? I couldn't tell. I just remember at a certain point, placing my hands, both of my hands in the water, and just like picking up the waters with all this blue light and all these small rivers of light would just pour down my hands and my arms. And I believe that as a final chemical reaction, the plankton, this chemical reaction of blue iridescent light, when the river of blue would pass away, there would remain these twinkles of particles in my hands. And they would just literally twinkle in my hands and then it would go full on black. So I literally had stars in my hands. I had stars in my hands. So I would gather the water from my hands, and as the stars started to shine in my hands, I would bring my hands up into the sky, hovering them over the dome of stars that was already there. And I'm seeing the stars from my hand and seeing the stars from above, there was no difference. I disappeared. I literally disappeared. I was one with the universe. I was one with God in that moment, and I had zero fear of not existing. I was everything in that moment, and I was nothing. I was the void, and I was the light. I was one. And it's been the single most reconciling spiritual experience I feel I ever had in my entire life. Even more than any ayahuasca ceremony that I took, like, it was just it. I literally found home. I was at home. I was with God. And we coined with the girls a new term, which is PTPD, which is post-traumatic pleasure disorder, because I felt so overwhelmed by the intensity of everything that happened for an entire week after. Like, I literally caught myself lifting my arms out of like just impulse and just checking if I was still there. Like, if I just became a dome of stars or my hands and arms were still there. And this is it. When I do this work, when I bring my womb continuum services and I'm touching bodies with my hands, I connect with the energy of that moment, the energy of that wholeness, the energy of that divinity in alignment. And I help and guide and open tissues in order for them to come back home, back into this space, back into this oneness, as simple and miraculous and magical as it can be. Wow. And how much unlearning there is to be done. How much trust needs to be reestablished in our bodies? How much tending and devotion and care and listening there needs to be? How much exhaustion, how much aversion for the material, fast-paced, mindless, and desensitized world there has to be for this journey to return home to ourselves happen? Like, after this experience, I honest to God feel like I am a chosen one. I could die today. I could literally die right now, thunderstruck. And I know that my life would have been perfect. Because this experience that I lived has been everything that I have ever wished for and beyond. And I also know that my mission is more clear than ever. The impact that this type of work can have on a global scale is massive, for lack of better words. And I'm so here for it. I'm so here for it. And this is just one retreat. This is just one retreat we have out of four that await us. And the next retreat will happen in 6 months from now. And it will be all about internal work. So we just focused on external work. We did belly work. And all of that happened. I just had an intuition of, okay, so if this already happened and we have just worked on the outside, what will happen when we work on the inside? We'll make the world explode or something. So I do offer belly work sessions right now, wound continuum care sessions. And we're actually required as practitioners to offer as many sessions as we can before the next session happens. So our hands will be trained and even more confident before actually coming to do any type of internal, vaginal, anal, and intraoral work. And this kind of belly work, of womb work, can be useful for any reproductive illness or imbalance that any woman is facing. And it's an incredible tool to support health, the radiance, longevity, vitality of your feminine vessel. Honestly, I have never seen any type of body work done this way. And I feel so grateful and honored to have these hands and being able to touch bodies, bellies, wombs, women in a way that serves a greater and a divine purpose. So I literally, after this retreat, I saw myself like experience peeing differently after getting all this manual work on my belly. I was already very proud of how I pooped, and now I poop even better. And I'm currently working on realigning my slightly retroverted uterus at this time, because I have had a retroverted uterus since as long as I can remember, the first ever appointment that I had to a gynecologist. They already told me that I had a retroverted uterus, and it's been like that for many, many years, which makes me understand that I have a lot of adhesion and scar tissue that is probably just keeping my uterus in a tilted and retroverted position. So I'm really working on that. And I'm working also on lifting the arches of my feet, as I do have kind of flat feet, and I invested in barefoot shoes and moving as much as barefoot I possibly can. So I'm also really curious to see how my incoming period will be after getting all of this work. But I honestly never felt more healthy, more powerful, more strong, more sober, more here and now than I have ever been. So yes, my loves, this is the remarkable journey that I have been to in Zihuatanejo in Mexico. And in just a week's time, I will be sitting with ayahuasca. For the first time after 6 long years, I haven't sat with her. And it just feels like an incredible layering of experiences that I'm going through right now, and everything will just stack upon the other end. What a journey, what a journey, what a journey. So I'm really happy that I was able to share this beautiful, incredible experience with you. And if you want to know more about my services, please head to my website at www.sacredwoman.com. And thank you so much for tuning in, and see you in the next episode.